Hello, you. Yeah, you. How you doing? I hope you have been an amazing time, and thank you for listening to my podcast, Voodoo Priest Man Podcast. This segment is going to be about how are you going to be able to deal with other people and now outgrowing them when it comes down to relationships, when it comes down with friendships. I like to talk about everything in general and everything that has to do with career-wise and all aspects of life. So I always generalize that statement in saying that how are we are going to be able to just deal with situations by that nature, situations where we have to adapt to others, or maybe others have to adapt to us, or maybe we are not clicking, maybe we are not growing together because my consciousness might have gotten a different perspective in a different level that your DNA is actually willing to receive it or give it. And you are dealing with exchanges of DNA in exchanges of mind matter. When it comes down to dealing with what's on your mind, this is the reason why in a lot of spiritual books, you will hear that a lot of divorces come about that, a lot of end of friendships, a lot of brotherhoods, a lot of all these different things. And when it comes to reality, when it comes to people, as families is concerned and society, we get into a point where we just saying to ourselves, well, I don't know why is making me feel this type of way when it comes to dealing with this particular person. I used to love hanging out with this person, and then a year down the line, 2 years down the line, that person that you love hanging out with, you start realizing that you are growing that person because now you're learning and your spirit is moving, it is evolving, and your spirit is actually elevating. So now this particular friend has other habits that you had a year prior that you don't have anymore. So what do? You go and move forward from that situation because you already know that that purpose, whatever purpose that was, it happened, and it's time for you to actually evolve and go into other dimensions, because that's really what it is. You're going to bump into people that are so caught up in the matrix. You're going to bump into people that are so caught up to this lifestyle. And when you are thinking about nature, thinking about feeding, you know, eating from your own land, and thinking about meditations and breathing techniques, and you're dealing with all these different things, all those people that don't think like that are going to get to the point that you are going to feel so alone. You are going to feel so alone. And you're going to say to yourself, you know what? I don't know why I'm always by myself. I don't understand why this solitude. But it's not that you're complaining about the solitude. It just makes you feel better because you're understanding that the way that you're feeling when it comes to that clear mindset is giving you answers for you to continue to grow and grow and grow, because that's your purpose. Your purpose is to become that God and goddesses that you already are, that you have within your DNA. So what do we do in those type of situations? My advice always would be walk away. I understand that people don't think like me. I understand people think differently and they take it to another thinking process or whatever you want to call it. But I'm just saying to you that when it comes down to that, all I get when it comes to myself is just separate myself from those people, regardless of whether you want to, regardless of whether you don't. It's up to you if you want to continue to live that style or if you want to continue to meet the people that are going to help you in your journey, or people that you're going to help in your journey that really want to be a part of your tribe. They might not be where you at, but those people are willing, and they starving for your knowledge. They're starving for you to help them, and all you can do is bring them along. It is what it is. That's how you create a village. That's how you create a village. You create a village from somebody seeing a vision and somebody helping that person see the vision until a group of people see the same vision. And that's when you're going to know people are going to follow you. People are going to listen to you when you speak, because your voice is so spiritual that it doesn't matter whatever it is that you talk about. They are going to be hypnotized by your words. So if you feel like your marriage, if you feel like your relationship or your relationships with people are not where they need to be because you feel that you're wasting your time, you thinking that you might be able to change how they think and they might grow with you the way you want them to grow, but you might think to yourself, just like, who am I dealing with? I'm dealing with nothing but robots. or robotics. That's the new word that I just created, robotics. And you know what I'm saying? And just being in that type of mindset. So if you feel like your relationship is not where it needs to be, you need to address that. And if it doesn't change, then you're going to have to take other choices. And other choices might be seeking therapy. You see what I'm saying? Or it's going to be to the point where you're going to have to walk away from that person. And you got that person has to let you go. That person cannot hold your growth. I know many of you that are listening to this segment right now, you might be going through that with friends, family, siblings, or anybody. You know what I'm saying? Even with your cat. No, I'm just joking about the cat. But you see what I'm saying? You might be going through this. And what do you say? Or what are you going to do? How much longer do you feel like, you know what I mean? Everything that you talk about, it makes no sense because people are not even willing to listen to you because they could care less about whatever you're talking about. So those dreams stay within you. Those feelings stay within you. And it's just like all you got is the ancestors and God to actually listen to you and believe in you because everybody else is going to doubt you. Majority of people are going to doubt you. You know what I mean? They're going to doubt what you're talking about. They're going to doubt your goals, your dreams, your aspirations. But you know what? It's about you. It's about you. So when you are growing a group of people or one person, whoever, it is okay that you are growing them. If you want to help them, yes, help them. But if they don't want to get help, move on. We are not in this journey to convince people to listen to us. You see what I'm saying? We're not. That's not what this job is about. This job is about helping one another and helping the people that want to be helped. And you keep your journey the way that you have to, because obviously your journey is not their journey. You see what I mean? You understanding how to connect with the Creator. They will never will. Maybe in a different existence. But all I'm saying, you know, I'm flowing right here. It was like a falling star that I just saw as soon as I started this segment. And it was so huge that it looked like a damn UFO. And people are saying, you know what? Like, I, you know what I mean? They making it seem like it's all the different things other than UFOs, but a lot of people are seeing them lately, and I think I experienced that just right now. But anyway, well, once again, I want to say, you know, thank you for listening to my segment, listening to my radio station, my, you know, my podcast. And all I'm saying to you is if you want to connect with me, make sure that you follow me on Instagram and subscribe also on my YouTube channel. And I am more than happy to come up with different topics that you want me to talk about. Send them to my Instagram on the Voodoo Priestman, and I will actually look into your comments or your questions to look for new material to actually put out there. Until then, you have a wonderful day.